Right.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Baldwin McCullough Live. You know, every time we come back from a break, the young Ivan is sitting in front of me, and, you know, Kevin's been doing this forever. Kevin McCullough. He's like one of the great radio guys out of New York, you know, super smart. Like, people like to hear what he has to say, and it's how I met him. My wife, you know, everybody knows the story. I walk in my kitchen one day, and my wife's like listening to some guy, and she's going, uh-huh, that's right. Couldn't agree with you more. And I walk in the kitchen and I go, who's this? And she goes, you know, honey, you know, it's this guy. And boy, you could sure use some good here. You know, you could be a little bit more like this guy. I'm like, oh, I'm about to take this guy back to Massapequa. Throw him in a little headlock, box his ears in, straighten him out. And quite the opposite happened. And he boxed my ears in with good old common sense. Thanks to Kevo McCullough. But let's not continue to sing his praises. Because there's a lot wrong with him, too, and that's why I'm here. But Kevo, I just sent him a text message, Ivan. I don't know if he's calling. He's playing hooky. I love it, though. He deserves it. He works hard. Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. We're talking about technology, your smartphone. And Ivan just showed me in the break, like, the whole website for, you know, now they're expanding from Priuses to other cars because Google's got the ability to throw something in your car and it drives itself for you. That's just, hey, I'm a skydiver and I wouldn't do that. I just wouldn't do that. Again, the number 888-340-3373. Let's go back to the phones. I can't see the top up here, Jackie. Is it Daniel in Louisville, line two? Daniel, what say you about technology? Is it making your life easier?
For me, yes, it is. I use a digital phone and a external TV tuner and a laptop computer connected to the Internet. And
right.
For me, it is. I know it can be dehumanizing, and I guess it can risk, it has health risks that maybe are true for some people using, you know, cell phones, and it also has, you know, privacy concerns. But overall, for me, it is, you know, a good thing. Of course, I mean, I know it's a very new world, and I know that these are concerns that are basically, they go along with everything, you know, that comes out. I mean, whether it was in the past or, you know, I dare I say in the future, it's a brand new world.
Right. So, well, and, you know, and right. Daniel, I hear you. But truthfully, you know, just with the setup that you say you have and you use, you're kind of a smarter geek. And I, you know, I'm calling you a geek, Daniel. Sorry. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live Radio Show. But the reason I say that is you're actually already using the technology as a blessing for you, but you don't have your cell phone, smartphone in your pocket all day long, and you're not checking your email every 30 minutes, are you?
I'm not.
Right. Well, that's,
and I don't have any of those things. Yeah.
Well, but see, you're one of the folks that I'm talking about that, you know, that is smart enough and disciplined enough to only apply all this technology and progress to your life in such a way that it's useful, but, you know, within the quality of your life. There's a lot, you'd be surprised, Daniel. There are people, the fines in major cities for texting while you're driving are going through the roof right now because there's so many people doing it and having accidents, and they just can't control themselves. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for the call. And there's another. There's a second caller now who just doesn't allow himself and his lifestyle to be ruled by this stuff. When I grow up, I want to be like Daniel and Pat. But that ain't happening anytime soon. All right, let's go to Alyssa in Amarillo, Texas on Sirius Radio. Alyssa, are you stressing out or your life's easier from your smartphone?
I don't have a smartphone, but I have a touchscreen phone, and it does make life pretty much easier because you get to, like, stay in contact with everybody, and now you don't have to do, like, stressful hand work. And if we didn't have technology or phones, then I couldn't be able to call you right now.
That sounds like your phone's pretty smart, Alyssa, number one. And number two, because if you have a phone that has a touch screen, that's, I'm pretty sure that's called a smartphone. And does it go on the Internet?
Nope.
Your phone doesn't go on the Internet?
Nope.
Oh. What kind of phone is it?
It's really long, and I don't remember how to say it. Me and my mom just call it a keyboard.
Oh, a key. Now, is it something you're calling me on from a computer in your home, or it's something you hold in your hand?
It's something I hold in my hand.
Wow. Well, even so, Alyssa, it's like I've been talking to people tonight about. I use an iPhone, and my iPhone could, you know, forget it. I could take over another government if I wanted to on my iPhone. That's how much technology and accessibility I have with my phone. But I'm also very impressed, Alyssa. You're quite a little techno geek yourself, I think. If you're 11 years old and you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live, you're already smart enough. You don't need the phone.
Well. I'm on the road with my grandma, and she's the one who introduced me to your show.
Well, grandma is a genius. You tell her Stephen Baldwin said so, and keep listening, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, sweetheart. What, did you have something else to say?
No.
Okay. Oh, Alyssa, I have a whole lot to say. I'm going to be talking for the next 45 minutes, and I'll be at this microphone with Kevin McCullough for the next 25 years. God bless you, sweetie. Thanks for calling Baldwin McCullough Live.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, now hold on. The earth below me was shuddering a moment ago. And then Jackie, who pops up on the screen, who the callers are, just sent three letters. Usually, like it said a minute ago, Alyssa, Amarillo, Texas, on Sirius Radio, and says a little comment about what she's going to talk about. It was like a whole technology is making my life easier. But a little explanation before I take the call. But on line two right now, it only says KMC. That's all it says. There's no other further explanation needed. Mr. McCullough.
What else do you need?
Hello? What's going on, homie?
TVB, I understand that the hospital takeover is in full force tonight.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah, I'm in your chair.
And we just found out that, as I predicted on this broadcast, about 6 months ago, and you said, oh, bro, he's going down. He's going down hard. And I said, nope. George Zimmerman is going to be found not guilty of all charges. He's like, no, bro. He's going down. He's going to get convicted. He's going to be sent up the river. Like, no, he'll be found not acquitted. He'll be found not guilty, which means he can't be retried for those charges. There's no double indemnity possible.
Wow.
For George Zimmerman. And we found out tonight that he, in fact, is not guilty.
That's late-breaking news right now. They just announced that.
Yep.
Wow. Well, you know what you, but you know, listen, this radio show works, and A, because we got great listeners and great fans. Number
and
one.
And there is no B. And there is no B.
Well, exactly. And you and I make the joke that the tennis match every week here on Baldwin McCullough Live of brains versus brawn is just what people get a kick out of. So is anyone surprised that you called it 6 months ago, Kevin? But what I really love is you said 6 months ago, there's a whole lot more about it that needs to come out. And in the last few days of testimony, you realize that all that needed to be established was he in fear for his life because of what was proven to be happening? And if he got his nose busted and his head was being bashed against the sidewalk, that I'd be in fear for my life, maybe. And if I had a gun, who knows what I would do. But it was.
Oh, I think the most compelling thing that they did, the defense, and I got to.
Hey, Kevo, let me just ask you to hold on 1 sec because we're going into a break,
sure.
I want to talk to you right after this. Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals. minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Start.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Number again, I hate when radio guys go, blah, 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 call us. So our number is 888-340-3373. Did you hear me? Good. Give us a call, because we want to know, is your smartphone making your life easier or making you nuts like me? It's driving me nuts. I really wish I could just get rid of it. My wife says it all the time. Get off the phone. Maybe it's just because I'm kooky. And I've never done this on the program. I just was scolded on Twitter by Teresa Taylor. Hi, Teresa. If you're still listening, Teresa just thwacked the back of my hand with a yardstick, like those Catholic nuns used to do back in school. Teresa called the program, and Teresa, you know, I'm doing the show without Kevin. Okay, what do you think's gonna happen? But she called in and was on hold and got disconnected and called back, and then I took another caller and blah 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 blah. So Teresa, call back, and we're gonna make Kevin hold now for 6 hours. No, just kidding. But we really love and value our listeners and our folks. So, Teresa, if you get this, we've just now said your name to 6 million people. So you better call back. Let's go back to Mr. McCullough, line two, the great and powerful KMC. She goes, I won't bother calling your show again. You put me on hold for 15 minutes, and then I called back, and you took another caller.
Oh,
and I said, well,
Teresa, please call back. Steven is actually the one of us that actually really truly does care about the callers. So you should call back. This is his night.
Yeah. Kevin would have been like, who cares?
Like, there's other callers. There will be other callers.
So what were you saying about Zimmerman now? Because what I said to you was, you were the one that said, like, all this, the truth will come out and this and that. And if you really examine in the Zimmerman thing, if you really examine what they now have demonstrated to be the facts, yes, the 911 caller said to him, we don't need you to do that. They didn't say don't do that. They said, we don't need you to do that. And then, if I understand this correctly, Kevin, Zimmerman was walking away to his car.
Yeah.
He was walking away from Trayvon Martin when Trayvon Martin engaged him, and then this whole thing started.
There were two levels of confrontation that occurred in this very sad episode. And let me quickly say, I think the fact that there's a dead teenager at the end of this story makes none of this story a positive outcome in any way.
Right.
Because the death of a teenager is always a sad thing.
It's terrible.
However, the death of that teenager also shouldn't be the predicate for someone to wrongfully put someone in prison for the rest of their life. And so I think that if you believe in justice, you've got to believe in truth. And in order for justice to prevail, truth has to be told. And the truth was, when Zimmerman got out of the truck, he got out to find an address on the houses. He was behind the houses where the address was facing. He had to get the number of the house that the dispatcher wanted. He gets back to his truck. He's getting in ready to leave, and Trayvon confronts him. That's where the confrontation. What we didn't know until very late in the trial was that Trayvon had a long history of starting fights and some violent behavior, and Zimmerman didn't. He wasn't quick draw McGraw. He didn't have the gun out. He wasn't brandishing anything. It was only when his head was being repeatedly bashed on the cement that the gun got exposed. and a tussle ensued, and he ended up on the wrong end of that. I think the whole thing was quite sad, actually, and I think there was some massive misunderstandings from both sides about who wished what on everybody
right,
in that scenario.
Right. And then there was
at the end of the day, I'm glad that justice prevailed.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, to your point, you know, this was a tragedy. This was one of those moments in times where things just went a certain way and they shouldn't have. And as both sides try to spin it, you know, the one thing that was that kept coming out in all the talk radio stuff was, well, here you got a guy who's just some community watchman. What's he doing with a gun, with a chamber in, you know, with a round in the chamber and this and that? And listen, anybody that is a gun owner or a weapons person, you know, well, and I'm one of these people where in the weapons that I have at my home, I do not keep around in the chamber because I know in the time that I ever needed a gun, it would just, if I need, God forbid, but it takes 2 seconds to rock the slide of a semi-automatic pistol and now you're ready to go. I'd rather safety wise, I believe in not keeping around in the chamber. But if you're George Zimmerman and I don't know what the statistics are of neighborhood watch guys in certain states and cities and whatever who need to be armed for their own protection. And if you are going to do that thing and be armed for your own protection, then you would have a round in the chamber because every time you have a scenario like this and somebody walks into the movie theater and starts shooting or rolls up to do a home invasion and starts shooting, then all the victims turn around or the family of the victims turn around and say, well, where was the guy with the round in the chamber that could have stopped this?
Agreed. And the interesting thing here is that he had no criminal record. He was a legal gun owner. There was nothing about the ownership of his gun or the carrying of his gun that was done in a bad way that did not, he did not betray the faith of the community because he was carrying a gun. So at the end of the day, it looks like, as sad a story as it is all the way around, justice has prevailed. And my prayer now for America is that we don't have a round of retaliatory violence from communities that
right.
may be upset with the verdict. And
yep.
our prayer should be tonight for South and Central Florida that the law enforcement there will keep the peace, that we will have the maturity as a nation to accept this verdict and to move forward.
Absolutely. And we should be praying for the family of Trayvon Martin as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who knows, but that God can use this experience in their life to help bring them to some place that he's trying to, you know, help them, learn something through.
Yeah, all of us. All
anyway,
of us. Yeah.
Having said all of that, I was just grateful that you were able to do the hostile takeover tonight. And lovely bride and I are observing our 10th anniversary.
What?
As man and wife.
What?
And it's been a decade already.
Whoa!
We have two ankle biters to show for it, but we're very happy and thrilled and out here in Southern California and about to go out for a dinner this evening.
Well, Kevin, you know me, I'm the guy that in a kooky kind of way thinks it and then says it. I look forward to the fact that you're in Southern California, sexy summer, sunny, beautiful, with some California wine and have a nice dinner. And who knows, Kevo, as a result of this 10th wedding anniversary out there, you might come home and the third ankle biter might be on the way, we hope. All right, buddy? Just saying.
And on that note, have a great show.
God bless, buddy. Take care. Happy anniversary. Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
That's KMC Radio.
Yeah, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor, baby of the bunch. I get that every day. You look familiar. Oh, yeah? Yeah, where do I know you from? I don't know. What high school did you go to? Anybody ever tell you you look like Alec Baldwin? I hear yeah, for an obvious reason. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. Kevo, happy anniversary. Just heard from Kevin McCullough, who, by the way, brings the amazing late-breaking news just now. Trayvon Martin found not guilty. In the Trayvon Martin case, rather. George Zimmerman found not guilty in the Trayvon Martin case. And I'm looking at it on my iPad here, and I know I've been following this thing every day, just listening and checking in about it. And Kevin and I just talked about it. We're going to switch gears here on Baldwin McCullough. I've had another topic. I'll save it for some other time. It's one of those things that we could talk about any time. And we're going to just be fast on our feet here and take calls from you. 888-340-3373. George Zimmerman found not guilty, which means he cannot be retried. He's innocent. That's it. Went before a jury, went before a judge. Both sides presented their cases, and he's a free man. Now the reaction. I'm on the USA Today website, and you know a lot of the comments about this outcome are pretty crazy. A lot of people saying, well, you know, George Zimmerman is a walking dead man. He's going to get his. Justice will be served. And I mean, they're going to have to probably protect this guy. That's unbelievable. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, the new topic of conversation here is George Zimmerman found not guilty. For the rest of the program, I want to hear from you. What do you think of that? If you know about it, I'll tell you about it in a second. Keith from Dallas, we're going to come to you in just one second. But George Zimmerman was this local community watch guy, licensed to carry a weapon, gets into this altercation with a young Trayvon Martin, and they get into a tussle, and Trayvon Martin gets the best of George Zimmerman, starts hitting his head against the ground. Zimmerman, with his legal weapon, in fear of his life, shoots this young man and takes his life. Just now, the whole trial finished up today, and he was found not guilty. Which, I got to be honest, I was a little, all things considered, I'm surprised by that. I'm very surprised by that. I thought that there would be somewhere, some way, somehow, and Kevin would disagree with me. But I just thought in all the details, particularly if I were a jury member and a 911 operator said, we don't need you to do that, depending on the facts, because apparently it was a fact that Zimmerman was walking away from this guy. And for whatever reason, unfortunately, the outcome is the outcome. But now, as of today, George Zimmerman, the accused in the Trayvon Martin case, found not guilty of, I believe it was first-degree manslaughter, which is, or second degree, Ivan? Second degree. What is that? You're looking at 15 years for that. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. If you know about this George Zimmerman thing, I'm curious. Not guilty. That means no question in the jury's mind. They have said this guy was legally within the right to use that type of force in order to defend himself, all things considered. Wow. And I was listening to Geraldo, because I wake up late. I stay up late and I wake up late. So I miss in the morning. I'm saying all the names tonight, Kevin. Oh, yeah. I listen to Imus, I listen to Geraldo, I listen to Hannity, I listen to Rush, I listen to everybody. And Mark Levin, that other network. And Geraldo was saying on a show, there was no question about Zimmerman's legal right in the state of Florida to have that weapon, and if he felt as though he needed to use that force to protect himself because he potentially felt his life was in jeopardy. And now a jury has found him not guilty in the George Zimmerman case, in the death of Trayvon Martin. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. We'll be right back and we'd love to hear from you and take your calls. Thanks.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real, performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. We're going to go right to the phones here in a second, but the verdict is in. George Zimmerman found not guilty in the Trayvon Martin case. Obviously, a situation that is just heartbreaking and unfortunate. And whenever there's a loss of life, immediately, you know, there's going to be finger pointing and blame and accusations, and everybody's going to try to think they know what happened and figure it out and this and that. But that's why we have the law and the court systems to be a part of ensuring, hopefully, the truth, like Kevin said. And now you have a not guilty verdict, which simply means that the jury found that George Zimmerman was legally within the right to use deadly force if he felt he was in imminent danger of bodily harm or fear of his life. And that's what they have found. And this has been a crazy case with all kinds of crazy people giving testimony and saying stuff that didn't make sense and blah, 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 blah. But now the verdict is in. So let's go right to line two, Dennis, Louisville, Kentucky. How are you, Dennis? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi. Thank you for having me on there. I'm just glad that justice was served and that this man who acted in self-defense is a free man.
Right.
I had heard a couple things just today that the Department of Justice was actually involved. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about this, where they had transported individuals to a protest against the killing of Trayvon Martin. So I'm concerned about that.
Whoa. So you're telling me you heard some story. Was it a news story?
I heard it on... it was in and out. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh earlier.
And on Rush today, you heard that the Department of Justice was involved in transporting protesters to a certain protest.
I'm still. I need to kind of research that.
Sounds kind of creepy. All right, thanks for the call, Dennis. Thanks for listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Wow. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. Now that I know that the president sits around listening to all my phone calls, anything's possible. But that's just me. I'm the kooky Baldwin. We're going to go to Ken, Detroit, Michigan, on 1400 AM. Ken, what do you think of this? Found not guilty, George Zimmerman. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with the ruling of the jury, because here's what we have to look at, and this is what they had to look at.
Mm-hmm.
They had to make their decision based on the evidence. They had to make their decisions based on the facts.
Right.
Not on emotion.
Right.
Not on a political agenda.
Correct.
Which is what we're going to see coming from the White House and Eric Holder and the president and others. And so when we look at the facts, he's not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line. None of this emotional upheaval that has no facts, no evidence to back it up. But we have to look at the truth.
Right. We have to look at all that, Ken, based on the laws. Thanks for the call, Ken. We got to base that on, you know, Ken, you're absolutely right, which is got to look at the facts, got to look at the truth and how that was all presented. But based on the law in the state of Florida, George Zimmerman was a licensed, you know, firearms carrier who was a community watch guy who was welcomed by the community for what he did. And this was just one of those moments in this world where call it bad luck. It's obviously horrible and unfortunate that Trayvon Martin has lost his life, and we here at Baldwin McCullough will be praying for his family and just hoping that good will come out of this. Whatever that is, we don't know. But certainly, and again, a lot of talk show radio host guys have been saying, you know, oh, well, maybe Zimmerman was just, you know, an overzealous wannabe cop, knucklehead, and he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It doesn't matter. Anyone in that situation who legally had a permit to carry a weapon for their own self-defense, which is part of Florida state law, if you had an altercation with somebody and they wrestled you to the ground and started beating you in your face and smashing your head off the ground, the reason you got the permit and the gun is so that you could defend yourself. This is America. That's part of the rules. And there's a whole lot of people that believe in that and a whole lot of people who don't. And I happen to be a believer in that. I believe that I should have the right to own a weapon, keep it in my home. I don't carry my around, although I do have a concealed carry permit in the state of New York. There's a lot of people that wouldn't say that. I'm not afraid to say it. I have a concealed carry permit in the state of New York. But why? Because if I feel like I'm going camping and I want to have a weapon with me when I'm camping, I want that permit. Who knows? If Bambi's not going to snort a little bath salts or something and freak out on me. It's a good joke. That's a good joke, Ivan. Get it? Bambi snorting. Bath salts is like, you know, the guys out in California that snorted the... They put the bath salts up their nose and it gives you some kind of crazy high, and then the one dude ate the other guy's face. That's not good. So what if Bambi did that? And I'm out there camping. And Bambi comes over and I think, oh, look, it's Bambi. Oh, little Bambi. And she starts eating my face. I'd shoot Bambi dead. Sorry. I got a weird sense of humor. Everybody at UAN in Texas is going, boy, this guy's a Christian. He's nuts. I am. I'm nuts for Jesus. And it doesn't say in the Bible you can't have fun. So, just kidding. All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're talking about this... not guilty verdict of George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case. I think we got one more segment coming back, and then we're done with the hostile takeover. I love it. I had so much fun when Kevin's not around, telling me what to do, pushing me around. We love Kevo, though. He's out in Kelly with the lovely missus. Happy anniversary, Kevo. We'll be right back.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
86.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. Kevin McCullough's out in California having some fun. And we've been talking about this not guilty verdict of George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case. And obviously, based on the facts, the jury felt as though George Zimmerman was in his right to use that type of force to defend himself because he was in fear of his life. And that's the law. He was in his right to do that. And it's unfortunate that a life has been lost. And seriously, I'm not kidding when I say this, folks. Please be praying for Trayvon Martin's family and be praying for peace in our cities right now as a result of all this. We're going to go right back over to the phones. Carol in Alvarado, Texas. Apparently, Carol, you have a different opinion. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Okay, you're a little muffled, but I can get my point across.
Go ahead.
I'm 75 years old, and I want to give you this scenario. It's late at night. I've received a call from out of state, and I need a little pocket money. So I go to an ATM machine, and a man comes up behind me, assaults me to take the money. Am I justified in just going ahead and pulling my weapon and shoot him? Or should I let him take the money and go?
Well, Carol, it all depends on the situation. Now, here's my question to you. In the same scenario, he takes the money, sticks it in his pocket, throws you on the ground and starts choking you. And while he's choking you, he's holding you for 2 or 3 minutes, and maybe he's going to choke you until you're dead. Would you shoot him?
Absolutely.
Well, that's the point that this whole case is about. I agree with you, brother. The best thing to do, I always say that to my wife. I say, honey, if we're going to get mugged and they want your purse, give them the dang purse. Don't let it escalate into something that doesn't mean so. Thanks for the call, Carol. I agree with you, sir. Absolutely. But just like you said there, Carol, if you were in fear of your life, you'd use deadly force. Let's go to line three. Regina, Redford, Michigan. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live, Regina.
Hi. I just feel like it's a total disgrace. I'm disappointed for the parents. They lost their son, and now they lost the case to a man who I feel like was looking to do harm to this young man from the moment that he saw him. And that's the difference in the case. Everybody, yes, has a right to bear arms. I firmly believe in that.
Right.
But I feel like this guy was nothing more than a wannabe super cop.
Who saw
this young man, post-mobbed him.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Regina. Let's go to line one. Kia, Kansas City. We're short on time, Kia. What do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Kia. We got short on time. Yeah, go ahead.
It's very long, and I'm very upset about the Trayvon Martin case, about him, Zimmerman, being found not guilty. I don't think it's right. If the kids down in Florida...
Thanks, Kia. You don't think
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.